The news is read by Ailey Sheehy.
In the United States, the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, has accepted his party's nomination as vice presidential candidate at the Democratic Party's National Convention in Chicago. Last night's meeting was also addressed by former President Bill Clinton. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Tim Walz's convention speech was another chance to introduce himself to a large national TV audience. Drawing on his Midwest background and life as a schoolteacher, Army reservist, gun owner and football coach, Governor Walz said a Harris-Walz presidency would cut tax on Midland low-income earners, lower prescription medicine prices and produce millions of affordable housing units. He was strongly critical of Donald Trump, saying real leaders don't spend all day insulting people and blaming people. Earlier, the convention heard a barnstorming speech from businesswoman and TV personality Oprah Winfrey, singer Stevie Wonder, and former President Bill Clinton, who joked about his age, saying he just turned 78 and was still younger than Donald Trump. Meanwhile, there are growing indications that independent candidate Robert Kennedy Jr., who is polling at about 4%, may end his campaign this weekend and urge his supporters to vote for Donald Trump. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
There are unconfirmed reports that at least 14 people have been killed in Israeli attacks. The Palestinian-run health ministry in the occupied West Bank said three Palestinians were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Tul Karim refugee camp. And Palestinian media said at least 11 people died in an Israeli attack on a residential building in the northern Gaza town of Beit Lahia. Last night, the US President Joe Biden spoke to the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to stress the urgency of securing a ceasefire. The call between the two leaders came hours after the US Secretary of State Antony Blinken ended a tour of the Middle East without agreement on a ceasefire and hostage releases being reached. The Association of Ukrainians in Ireland said the news of missing Irishman Alex Reshuk is particularly difficult as the local community prepares to mark Ukraine Independence Day this weekend. Mr. Reshuk, who is Irish and was fighting for Ukrainian forces in the eastern part of the country, is missing in action and presumed dead. The Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed it is aware of the case and is providing consular assistance. It's understood his family in Ireland has been informed that he is officially missing. The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has defended his country's level of military aid to Ukraine after allegations of wavering support. Reports have emerged of a possible freeze on extra military cash for Ukraine that already goes beyond already approved funds. During a visit to Moldova, Chancellor Scholz insisted that his country's backing for Ukraine was firm.
Germany will not slide in its support for Ukraine. We will support Ukraine for as long as necessary and will be the biggest national supporter of Ukraine in Europe. Within the G7 framework, we've committed to a $50 billion credit in order to give Ukraine the possibility to buy the necessary weapons and whatever else it needs.
Gardaí have arrested a 61-year-old man who was wanted for alleged historic terrorist offences in Northern Ireland. He was arrested by officers from the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation yesterday evening following an extradition request from the PSNI. The man is wanted in connection with an explosion in Lurgan in October 1982, which killed three members of the RUC. He is currently being detained at a Garda station and is due before the High Court this morning. The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has said she plans to ask second-level schools to ban the use of mobile phones by students during the school day. A spokesperson for the minister said Ms. Foley would be writing to schools in the next week or two to give advice and guidance around mobile phone use and her desire to have a ban on mobile phones in place. Ms. Foley acknowledged that schools were doing a huge body of work on the ground regarding the use of mobile phones. On this programme, Paul Crone, director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals, welcomed the issue being highlighted.
Policy doesn't happen overnight, but the beauty of it is that all second level schools would have a strong policy in place over many, many years. So to highlight that policy and review that policy and bring it to the top of the agenda again is a positive. So we won't be starting from scratch, because every school will have a strong policy, and the ones that are most successful are the ones where there's buy-in.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Rain and drizzle will soon clear eastwards this morning. Sunny spells and scattered showers will follow from the west. Rain in the west and southwest later this afternoon will become widespread and heavy this evening and tonight. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 18 degrees. And there is a warning that south to southwest winds will reach gale force 8 and gusty for a time this morning on all coastal waters and on the Irish Sea. Southwest winds will increase to gale force 8 tonight on coastal waters from Hookhead to Mizenhead to Loophead.